This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in March of this year. We're talking about Strikeforce Technologies, Inc. What they do is they provide a suite of online products that help prevent cyber theft and data breaches by protecting customers, employees, partners in real time at every vulnerable point. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFOR. And with us today to bring us up to speed is the chairman and CEO of the company, Mr. Mark Kay. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. I appreciate it.
You know, you've been on the show many, many times. That being said, you guys have been working very diligent, very hard on a commercial application. So if you would, please explain to my listeners the latest version of your Safe VChat 2.1 and the release. I believe you released it this week.
We did, actually. We didn't make a big fanfare of it, but we released it this week because we are putting out a big PR on Tuesday that should explain in great detail what's going on with Safety Chat 2.1. But it is a great release. We're very excited about it. It definitely deals with a lot of the features and issues people have had in the past. It deals with the most important thing being importing. So it provides importing capability. It's a shared corporate database. It's a CSV import feature. It's huge. Plus, it does more multi-ads for meeting contacts. So we've done a lot with this new product. It did go out Monday, but again, we didn't want to make a big deal of it, mainly because we can't sell it yet on our own site. That will be out next week. So starting next week, we'll be selling it on StrikeForceTech.com to consumers, the businesses, and small businesses as well. The larger businesses would buy it through resellers that we have there on our website as well. And we're very excited over it. Plus, it does so much more. I won't get into it all, but it's the premium version sells with privacy lock. On the Mac version, it sells with guarded ID because we don't have privacy lock on the Mac version yet. It's a very easy-to-use interface that we put in there now. It works very, very well. You know, it does improved audio and video, which is fantastic. And it has the virtual backgrounds that people have bugged us about for a while. And some beautiful ones, too. I was impressed. But anyway, we've got it out. It's out there now. It's definitely better than all the other video conferencing tools out there that we've seen. And now we'll just keep working on it little by little, but nothing major still has to be done. Recording is not part of it yet. We are having it worked on. We expect to have a version of it back next week. We'll be working with that. So we'll be, within weeks, we'll get the recording piece out there as well.
Well, speaking of something major, I mean, I think if my memory recalls, I think around May 13th or 14th, you guys put out a press release. You guys uplisted to the OTCQB. A huge congratulations on that and your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I forgot to mention it, but that's right. That is a major thing. And we got on the QB and we got on there very safely. We worked that, I mean, since December of last year. But we did it. We worked hard at it. They wanted to wait till our 10K came out. And then we got it out and talked to them a lot. And it finally got done, thank God. And that's major. It keeps some of the riffraff off it. It keeps us above 5 cents, which is great for now as well. We expect to go much higher. Plus, we started a Reg A on top of all that. We did start another Reg A to raise $7.5 million, of which we already raised $1.5 million. And we'll be raising it over the next couple of months. We're not rushing to do it. We're not, you know, looking to get anybody and everybody into it, but any individual shareholder that's interested in it definitely can be part of it just by calling me and looking on our website. They'll see how they can sign up for it. So we are raising the money. So we're going to be, a richer company. We'll have the money to back us. We will be going forward with that. Plus, I may add, we're also going to be doing a lot of marketing, as we promised we would, with American Eagle, which is one of the largest marketing companies out there. They're going to be doing, they're doing now digital marketing. They'll be doing advertising for us starting late into next week, middle or late, I'm not sure, but we'll be doing advertising there. We'll have, they'll be doing a new website for us, and they'll have in about a month. So we're working many of those new features, and American Eagle's doing a lot for us because we can afford them now, as we said we would use the money for. So we're doing a lot of different things right now, working a lot of different programs.
You know, your 2.1 that you guys just came out with this week, can you give my listeners maybe a price point or any kind of projections you're thinking that's going to come to fruition in the next two or three quarters?
It's so hard to say that. I mean, when I speak off roughly, I'll say we could be close to $1 million by the end of the year. You know, maybe some things in between. We're just starting now to sell it further. You know, we just hired a new salesperson as well as a new, you know, as a new distributor for our channels.
Right.
They're just starting to get their programs in place. It's starting to hit. The salesperson's got like five or six different contracts they're working on right now, and getting closer to getting some done. I can't say any of them right now because they're not done, but getting very close. And with the new leaders we have now, we're gaining more progress than we've ever done. So we feel very good, very strong about where we're going.
And what's the vision going forward, Mark? Is it going after consumers or going after commercial companies?
Well, obviously, going after commercial companies is the goal we have. We also are accepting consumers, as we will have it selling on our website starting next week. But the corporate clients are the main ones. We're looking for the medium to not so large, you know, small to medium, basically. We don't want to get the large ones involved yet. We will be in the future. We need to get our name out there. We need to get the marketing going. We're also doing a major marketing piece on New Street. They'll be doing some marketing for us and getting us on some TV channels. So we're going to start really blowing through a lot of the hearsay and a lot of the knowledge of where we are, what we're doing through digital marketing, through TV marketing, down the road, of course, and many other types of marketing to get the word. At Strikeforce Technologies, that's the best video conference tool out there. You can buy it now. You can buy it online. You can call them up. And it's going to be a very strong play.
My guest today is Mark Kay. He is the chairman, CEO of Strikeforce Technologies, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFOR. Mark, you got the last word. What is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
Well, first of all, they should buy Safety Chat if they didn't yet for themselves, if not for their companies. It's the best tool out there. It beats Zoom and all the others. It's the only secure one out there. We offer many methods of security, plus many multi-ad capabilities for securing and meeting contacts. We believe we're starting to place ourselves in a medium to larger level in terms of the companies in the QB. We feel we're going to add a lot more people to the company as well as we go forward. And Safety Chat's going to be the conference, you know, tool in the world as far as we can see. And the next release coming out the next month, probably with the recording as part of it.
If they want to know more, what website do they go to?
StrikeforceTech.com. Very simple.
Mark, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you, Everett. I'm sure I will. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, sir.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.